New Delhi. India's Home Minister Amit Shah has announced the nationwide launch of Bharat Taxi, a cooperative cab service that guarantees a minimum base rate per kilometer for all drivers on its platform. The move aims to ensure that profits generated by the service are returned to the drivers themselves, creating a fairer system for India's cab and auto rickshaw workforce. Mr. Shah stated that those who toil the most should get the most profit. He criticized existing ride-hailing platforms for deliberately avoiding a fixed base rate to maximize corporate earnings at the expense of drivers. Under Bharat Taxi, 80% of profits will be shared with drivers based on kilometers driven, while the remaining 20% will be retained as cooperative capital. The Home Minister explained that the platform follows the Amul model, where producers retain the majority of profits. 36 lakh mothers and sisters invested just 50 rupees each to build Amul, which now has a turnover of 125,000 rupees crore. Bharat Taxi applies the same concept to mobility, he said. He added that it would take at least 3 years for profits to be fully redirected to drivers, asking them to be patient in the initial phase. Drivers can become co-owners by purchasing a share for 500 rupees. Seats on Bharat Taxi's board of directors will be reserved for driver representatives, ensuring that policies are made with the driver's interest. Bharat Taxi's app includes Sarathi Didi, a feature allowing women passengers traveling alone to prioritize female drivers. While this may affect earnings for some male drivers, Mr. Shah described it as a collective responsibility to ensure safety and livelihood opportunities for women. The platform will operate a three-channel grievance system, online, physical, and call center, to address driver complaints, a step up from existing platforms that primarily focus on passenger issues. Policy changes will be communicated to drivers at least 1 week in advance. Mr. Shah also urged drivers to adopt the term Sarathi, charioteer, inspired by Lord Krishna's role as Arjun's charioteer in the Mahabharata, highlighting that no work done with dedication is small. New vehicle loans will be facilitated through cooperative banks using the taxi as collateral. Insurance will be offered via IFFCO Tokyo at minimum premiums under a tie-up with the platform. Bharat Taxi, which began operations on January 1 in parts of India, including Delhi, was formally launched after a month-long pilot run. The cooperative model aims to create a fairer, safer, and more sustainable livelihood for India's drivers, giving them a share in the profits they generate.